I'm going to give you, and the answer is still Big Love, but it's how do you activate it? How does a six-year-old implement it when basically they're hurting and they're angry and they're upset? So there's several things. First place, thank you for the question. It's a very important question. And I'm so glad you asked it. And I look at the list and I say, there it is right there. you've said actually an important thing. In the middle of a game, you don't recreate the rules. So if you watch sports at all, you know, they create the rules when they're on the sidelines. So you can sit down with your lover and say, you know what, this is not working for me when we're both activated. Let's create some new plays that we can do that. One of them sort of a code word you can do. Another one is a concept, and I want you to get this concept. And I learned a lot of the concept actually from Tantra, where in normal sessions or lovemaking, both people are giving and receiving at the same time, and sometimes it's a little confusing, like who's giving, who's receiving, and that can be really beautiful, but there's a really also wonderful thing where you're giving or receiving. So in a relationship, when both people are trying to give and nobody's receiving, you've got a conflict. When both people are trying to receive and nobody's giving, you've got a conflict. You can end an incredible amount of conflicts just by deciding who's going to give, who's going to receive. And you work this out in advance to say, you know what, honey, when we get in our upset, let's do this. Let's just choose. I'm in a place that I can give to you now, and I really want to hear you. And I'm going to listen until you get it that I got it. So I'm going to give to you now. It's going to be about hearing you. And at the end of that, I would love it if you give to me. So I don't have to fight with you in the middle. I'm not worried that my needs are going to get met.
Right.
Or, right now, I'm incredibly desperate. It would be so precious to me if you would just give to me, if you would just listen to me and feedback what you hear. That would mean so much to me right now. So it's, again, being powerfully vulnerable, setting up the rules or guidelines in advance so you're not trying to introduce this from one six-year-old to the other.
Yeah.
And practice it. Practice just giving and just receiving. And it's simple. The simplest thing is you feedback what you think you heard. Like, wow, so when I came home late from work and didn't call you, I'm wondering if you feel really hurt and disappointed and you were really scared. Did I get it? And that's how that works. It's sort of like it goes back and forth. You choose who's going to receive, who's going to give. And if both of you are in a place where you go, no, I need now, then that's the place where it needs to be a walk away. Like, let's for our both of our safety, you know, our emotional, not physical, but emotional, like, we both need to go empty our cups somewhere else. Because there's a term I use, cup full, and it's not the good cup full. It's like when we're so full of stress and emotion and need to be heard, and there's no room in our cup. You know, the lover could say, I love you, I want to give you a hug, and you're like, go the fuck away. You know, it's like, so is that helpful at all?
It's very helpful. Yeah.
And another piece of guidance that could be helpful to you in terms of making agreements in advance, you know, getting clear on what you feel could help the relationship in terms of turmoil. One piece of guidance is whoever is the most sane is the leader. Whoever is the least insane, the least triggered, the least upset, takes on the responsibility to start leading the two out of the upset. And then there could be those times when you both feel pretty equally upset, triggered, and, you know, it's lovingly, intentionally take some time apart, cool down. Maybe we'll call someone in our lives, or we'll, you know, just whatever we're called to do. We go off to a particular place or connection with a particular person, a particular practice that helps us to come back to more relatively calm and centered space. And then we reconnect with our lover in that more calm space so we can more clearly and effectively deal with the issue.
How do you decide who's the... I'm sorry, I don't want to interrupt you.
No, thank you. is you just know. It's a powerful commitment and agreement. You'll always know.
Yeah.
And I've been engaged in this practice for many years, and I will call out, you're more sane than I am, so it's you go.
Yeah.
You go, please, thank you, do what you can to help guide us out of this, and then other times I'm really, you just know.
And what do you
not
say
too often that you're both,
singer.
Go ahead, say that again?
No, you go, I was going to, I'm sorry I'm interrupting you.
No, please.
And sometimes you'll be the one who says, look, I'm thinking I'm the one who's more sane here.
Absolutely.
And sometimes you'll say
Absolutely.
That too, and so there's an agreement that doesn't cause further activation either.
Right, in advance, because
when we're really committed to big love, we're really
yeah.
committed to living from heart and soul and that intuitive guidance.
Yeah.
Then we stay tuned into what that is. We listen for that, and so you'll just always know. You'll just always know. And I was about to say, it's very rare, I think, that you're equally upset. There's always going to be one that has a stronger, more centered kind of footing
yeah.
in any given moment in the relationship. There's always going to be one that's at least a little more stable or sane, and mm-hmm. you take on the commitment. You get to invite your partner to join you in this agreement to whoever feels more sane, more capable, is committed to taking on leading the two of you, at least initiating the process of leading the two of you out of it, out of the yep. upset. And so through my experience with this, I think, you know, that one of the tools for moving through breakdown as quickly as possible and then mm-hmm. creating breakthrough is you declare the breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm in the greatest breakdown, I'm freaking out. Paul, you're much more sane than I am. Please guide us out of this. Please initiate guiding us out of this. And then other times I've seen he's much more freaked out than I am. He's more upset. He's in more kind of insanity, however we phrase it. And I'm committed to taking on leading us out of it. So that's one of our agreements. That's one of the agreements that Paul and I have.
And
that's something you can offer up to your partner.
I love it.
And in that same thing, I'm committed to surrendering. That
yeah.
I trust that Julianne's not going to use this moment as a manipulation or as something else. It's, you know, it's like when there's that trust, it's, okay, what do you recommend? I'm going to do what you recommend.
Yeah.
Like when I'm going down a class 4 plus set of rapids, I'm normally following somebody. I'm not normally the leader because that is stretching my envelope. Now, the other people may be scared, too, because it's pretty intense. But they seem to know what they're doing better than me, and I will follow them, and I will not rebel against it. It's about my safety, and this is about the safety of our relationship. Who do you want guiding you, the person who knows the most about that river and is the most stable, or the person who's like, in total terror and in big upset, you know?
It's just a fundamental commitment to, again, living from love, choosing from love. And whoever is most connected to that big love generally, they're the leader. And whoever is most in fear, ego, they're encouraged to follow, to transform, to displace the fear with love. And then again, if both of you feel just equally freaked out, upset, or quite equally so, then the encouragement is make the loving, intentional choice, take some space, adult time out,
mm-hmm.
and do whatever you each know to do to calm down, to recenter, to reconnect with your heart, your soul, your intuition, and then come back to one another.
Yeah.
When it works for both of you.
I really am grateful for both your generosity for my question. I'm sorry, Paul Moore.
No, there's, I see, the thing that, this is interesting that you would apologize, because to me, I'll speak sort of for Julianne and I, but I know that she's so incredibly committed to contributing. And when somebody has a question like this, an in-depth question where they're really committed to getting something out of it, there's nothing to apologize there. It's like, that's what we love to do. We love to have people like you who are wanting to get the most out of their relationship and are willing to do whatever it takes to make that happen. So,
yeah, thanks.
And for me to speak for both of us, that we both feel so blessed, so honored, so grateful for the opportunity to support people in creating happier, healthier relationships and maintaining them and expanding them over time. We're so honored when anyone shares more intimately about their life. And so thank you so very much. No apologies for anything, please. We're just so grateful that you're speaking forth. As you know, you have the choice to speak forth, to ask, to open yourself up to new possibilities or not. And it's always a gift for everyone, right? You take on being more loving, more kind, more compassionate. You take on a commitment to creating happier, healthier, more loving, fulfilling, pleasurable, intimate relationships in your life. It's a gift for you, first and foremost, and it's a great gift to the world. It's a great gift to the world in which we all live.
So I'd like to ask you a question, though. What had
the
biggest impact of what you heard tonight, so that that will help me better understand what you got out of it?
Well, I think most immediately, the flavor of the agreements you're proposing to stop the bleeding, you know, or to how to be in the middle of conflict when both are triggered. From my most immediate usage, that was most valuable. In a general sense, over this came over the course of the conversation, that where I know I'm not oriented to 100% is I don't stay in we for very long. I mean, I'm probably selling myself short, but we is like an intellectualized aspiration, and yet I can tell that cellularly or emotionally or somehow worldview-wise, I am so not oriented toward the we big love of the relationship. I am still very much in sometimes defense, fight, flight, or freeze mode. Like, I just know this about myself, and I do a really good job of faking it till I make it. But I think the loudest thing was overall that the gap between where I'm at and what it looks like if I really were oriented toward we, toward big love, toward what's best for what is the organism called the relationship need right now. I don't even think I stay there when I'm in a good space. I think I'm a little bit, this is just telling the ugliest truth, there's a little bit of, well, is this meeting my needs right now? And I'm in a good space, and is it meeting my needs? So that's the ugliness. So I don't know how to move into that bigger space. Maybe it's just growing up a little bit more, but I can see that I'm not 100% there yet. And I've admitted that to I call him my lab partner right now, so.
That's very cute. Guinea pig A and guinea pig B, we're going to try to, now let's see if we can create big love.
I had the experience with a partner who he turned to me at one point and said, am I like some guinea pig, like some lab rat that you're experimenting and exploring with, dissecting in this relationship experience? And I said, absolutely, and I invite you to do the same with me.
Yeah.
It's, life's a big experiment. We're exploring and experimenting with all sorts of different things, and it can take some time before we get clear on what we really want or what works. The more experience we have, then, you know, the more clarity we have on what we want and what we don't want, what works and what doesn't work.
Yeah.
I highly recommend, and find it where you can, but coaching. And I'll tell you what I tell when I work in the jail. I ask permission to coach them. I say, coach is someone who a lot of times will tell you what you don't want to hear, show you what you don't want to see, have you do what you don't want to do so you can have what you really want to have. And sometimes, you know, the little, like, mini-me gets in the way of you having the big relationship, the big love that you really want. And, you know, it's like I was working with a group of women at the inmates, and one of them was so desperate for being right with her husband, you know, and it's like, oh, the only reason you want to be right is because you really don't know what the next step up is. Like, being right is such a booby prize compared to being intimate, to compared to being loved, to compared to being compassionate. There's so many things in life that are much more wonderful and rich and juicy than being right.
Yeah.
You know, so go for those things and get yourself help along the way, because your old programming is not going to instantly embrace it. It's going to go, no, stay the same. Be safe.
Yeah.
Play small. Be right. So,
and it's March, right? March?
Yeah.
So March, do you feel like you have a good connection with, there are different terms I use for this, intuition, instinct, gut feeling, or spirit guidance is another one?
Do I have a good connection with that?
Mm-hmm. Do you feel like you are really well connected to or hear that?
Yes and no. It depends. Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things you get to do, if you want to, is put out a desire, a commitment to, and practice better listening for that.
Mm-hmm.
Practice listening for that highest wisdom, because there are all sorts of voices within us, right? Like for me, my mother, the Mormon Church, the society at large, my Santa Fe community. There are all sorts of voices that we hear within us. And then what's the true voice? What's that highest wisdom or that heart and soul communication from within us? And you get to choose to pay more attention, to listen more closely for that highest wisdom, and to choose from that more and more in your life. And I guarantee you that if you make that committed choice to listen more closely for that, to hear that better and better over time, more loudly, more clearly, more specifically, you will. And then you get to choose from that more and more. And that will be more and more distinct from any of the other voices. Like the ego, fear consciousness, you know, predominant societal conditioning, which is a lot of fear consciousness. Yeah, so you get to take on that commitment, that choice right now, if you want.
Yes.
I'm going to listen more closely from my highest wisdom, from the guidance of big love, and choose from that more and more as I continue on in my life.
I do, Julie.
Yay!
Yay for that.
Well, I want to thank Julianne. And, if anybody wants to, we would love if you would put on either my Facebook any comments that you have. Hopefully they're wonderful, but any comments. Or Julianne Parkinson. There is on Paul Sterling's, there is a link for tonight's call. And at some point, the recording will be up on my website, magicrelationship.net. So, thank you for listening, everybody. Julianne, thank you for co-creating this wonderful time. And that's
Marge, thank you so much for being the only one who's speaking for it and asking questions. Thank you for your commitment to more love in your life.
And thanks to you, too, for what you're contributing to. This is a really important
thank you. You're welcome.
And everybody out there, go and get my book, Stop in the Name of Love. How's that for just asking
if you
for
want
exactly
to.
What I want?
Yeah. If your highest wisdom says, check out Paul's book, please do. And then also, again, Tantra, The Art of Conscious Loving. Our Tantra teachers, book that's so beautiful and wonderful. You can purchase it on Amazon or sourcetantra.com. S-O-U-R-C-E tantra.com is the website for our master tantra teacher that we love and have studied with and continue to study with and provide assistant teaching to. Another wonderful book, both Paul's book and Charles's book, can potentially be an incredible gift to your life.
Yeah, and don't think about stopping there. Get all, you know, all the books is an overstatement, but make it an active practice. Like Julianne said earlier, going to the gym, well, get a book regularly, get another book, and read it with your beloved, and make it an active practice. If you want an extraordinary relationship, which most people do, you have to do the extra. Otherwise, you're just left with the ordinary.
Yeah, again, to create and maintain and expand upon a strong, healthy, fit body, of course, we have to exercise regularly. Strengthen our muscles, improve our, or be in aerobic conditioning and stretching, and same thing for our relationships, to create and maintain, expand extraordinary partnership or a strong, healthy, fit relationship takes regular exercise, regular practice, regular feeding and fueling and nourishing.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Absolutely. Good night now, everybody.